We're doing the second round with Rashi, Pasuk 30, Pasuk 130, with Ulois Adam Bidvar Sifasecha, Ani Shamarti Archais Paritz. Okay, so again, we learned this Pasuk before. The Pasuk says, Lufulois Adam Bidvar Sifasecha. We remember we have to translate the words, we have to translate the words in a different order with the Bidvar Sifasecha. Lepu'ulas Adam ani shamayit. It's much easier to translate this pasuk if we read the words out of order, and we start with the words in the middle, bedvar sifasecha, regarding the words of your lips, lif'ulas Adam, with regard to the instructions that you have given for man, Hashem, it has come forth from your sifasayim and matan Torah. You gave us the Torah, and it came forth from your lips, kaviyachol, instructions. What are the instructions? What man should do in this world? The pu'ulos of Adam, regarding what you have instructed, that how man should live his life. Ani shamarti. I have guarded. I'm a good David over here. According to the list of this claim that I'm a good person. I followed your commands. And archos paritz. These last two words, according to the mitzvahs, are really out of context. Really need a lot of elaboration. And if we'll just look very quickly again in the Mitzvah's David here on the bottom of the page 130, I'll just read this very quickly again. Lepulais Adam, Mashet Tzavisa, Bedvar Sifasecha al Pulais Adam, Es Maaseh Asher Yaseh, Orchis Paritz, Orecha Paritz, the way of the Parutz, Vehehorus, Hamavatel Orecha Mitzvah, and Hine Ani Shemartiv Levilti, Teitz Lumi Lelech Esmoy Levatel Orecha Mitzvah. I, David, have guarded, prevented people from going down that path. So the word shamarti, according to the Mitzudos, is really only going on the end of the pasuk. Let's clarify. The word paritz here, according to the Mitzudos, refers to a group of people who are bent on destroying the world. There are people out there in the world whose entire pleasure, entire purpose is to be a paritz. A paritz means a person who breaks down a fence. A person who shatters the world order, the way the world exists, all of the good things in this world. There are people out there who are evil, who possess a spirit of rishus. The whole hana in this world is to destroy. David says, these people, I protected myself. Not only did I protect myself, anyone that I had influence over, I protected them from following in the ways of these evil people. There are people out there that are dangerous, and they have a lot of influence, and it is it's a lifelong battle to protect yourself and your loved ones from being influenced by these poritzim and going in their ways. Why? Because their ways are keneged, are 100% against, in opposition, or not in sync with what Hashem wants from man on this world. So we look at the past.
Nothing has changed.
Absolutely.
Now
we know.
Nothing has changed.
Absolutely. So if you read the pasuk again, we start off the pasuk in the middle. Bidvar sifasecha lefu'ulois Adam. You have to read it according to the mitzvahs backwards. We start with the words bidvar sifasecha, the words that have come forth from your lips, regarding what? Regarding lif'ulois Adam, how a man should live his life. How a man should live his life. A person, Hashem has instructed man how to live his life by giving man the tayag mitzvahs, giving the goyim, giving them the sheva mitzvahs menoyach. Unfortunately, there are people, now we skip to the end of the pasuk, there are people in this world who are orchois paritz. There are people in this world who go down a path that is has an intent, an ideology, a way of life to destroy this instruction of Hashem of how to live one's life. Hashem established a way to live. He gave command how a person should conduct himself. And then there's a group of people out there in the world who are going down the path in Orach, a path of Paritz, to destroy the way of life that Hashem has instructed and established in this world. And David says, I'm here in the middle, and I have chosen your path, Hashem, I've chosen to follow in your ways. Not only have I chosen to follow in your ways, I'm a guardian, I'm a soldier. Ani shamarti. I'm a guardian, I'm guarding your way, and I'm even trying my very best to protect people in my orbit from being influenced by those people who are going down the orchois paritz of destruction, which they're trying to destroy the devar sifasecha lifulais adam. It's a very sophisticated pasuk. You have to take this pasuk in the beginning of the pasuk, it describes like es hachayim v'es hamoves nosati lefonecha. Ubacharta b'chayim. Hashem presenting this world life and death. The beginning of the pasuk is life. Devar sifasecha lifulais adam. This is life. End of the pasuk is death. Orchois paritz. There are shoyim out there, wicked people who are bent on destroying the world. David says, "Ani shamarti. I'm a guardian of the good, of ubacharta b'chayim. I didn't just choose to live, to go in your ways. I'm guarding this path of life, and I'm doing everything in my power, to protect society from not being influenced by the orchois paritz." Okay, let's review the mitzvah again. It's a very powerful, very important pasuk. It's a very hard pasukim. Without going through the mepharshim, it's almost impossible to understand these pasukim. The key to understanding many pasukim, always over and over, is don't try to translate the words in order. Pesukim in Nach, especially in Nevi'im Acharonim and in Tehillim, are puzzles. They are expressions, they are poetic expressions that are never meant to be read like you read the New York Times, in order. It's not serial. It's an expression, you have a whole pasuk, and you have to go pick up the pieces and translate it into English or to any language. You have to take a word here, a word there, a word here, and put it together to make sense out of it.
So how did the linear translation work?
You have to go look what he says. You have to look. It's very hard. I don't know, Rabbi Davis. This type of translation for these types of sukkim are extremely difficult. So in the Siddur and in maybe in Chumash, more or less, not all the time in Chumash. Chumash are many sukkim that are difficult as well. But generally, words in the pasuk can be understood linear, serial. You go from one to the next in order. But sukkim like this, no way. There's no way you can do it. Good morning. Good morning.
He
did I told his wife once, he's the Rabban Shel Yisrael. Who doesn't have in his hand one a product that he did? He imagined he translated for our scroll Kimat all the interlinear translations.
Ooh.
Rabbi Davis who davened Sir, this shul is a very chash for shul, you have the Gedolei Yisrael. Rabbi Shulman, Rabbi Davis, you have many other very chashur people here in this shul, and not exactly. When it comes to a pasuk like this, you cannot translate the words in order. It's a puzzle. You have to take a word in the middle here, a word at the end here, and put it together in an order that makes sense. And that allows a richness, a multi-dimensional interpretation of the pasuk, because as you look in the Rishonim, everyone, once already, it's up for grabs. Once already we acknowledge that the words cannot be translated in order, and we have to go and take the words and rearrange them to make sense out of them, it's a poetic expression, then, there are many different ways you can rearrange the words. And every different way you rearrange words provides an entirely different commentary, an entirely different idea of what this pasuk means. Look, Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. How many permutations are there in Yudkei Vavkei? Well, the truth is, if you were to believe, assume that the two Hays are not the same, there's Yud-K and then Vav-K, Hashem's name, four letters. So if it would be A, B, C, D, how many permutations are there of A, B, C, D? 24. There are 24. But because the two Hays are exactly the same, so they're really only 12. Because how do you differentiate between there are really only three letters. Because there's Yud, then the letter Hay, Vav, and then the letter Hey. So there are two letter Hays. So if you want to make all the possible combinations, you can't make the max. The max you can make from four letters is 24 possible combinations.
But once you start using the Nema, in this star.
Oh, so then, right then already. So you see, the Nusach, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the Arizal, most of us here in this room are wearing tefillin and the Sifrei Torah are base Yosef. Then there is the ksav called the Arizal. Arizal is very, very similar to the Beis Yosef. Very, very small differences, which if you don't pay attention, you wouldn't even notice. Very small differences in some of the letters.
The ches
is a vav and a zayin, and a shin does it come down from the center, on the left branch? Does the letter come down from the center or does it come down from the edge? A couple of letters like that. They're very, very small differences, but there is an interesting difference. I'm not sure that all Kisvei Ari do this. Is that when you write Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way you write this, the two hays are not the same. The bottom of the hay is different. The way you write the hay, the yud on the left side of the hay, the first hay is written the standard, and the second hay of Hashem's name is written a little differently. And this is all, you know, Kabbalistic things. Once now you're differentiating between the first hay and the second hay, as Rav Mordechai just said, now you're getting into 24 permutations of Hashem's name, not 12. When do we focus on the permutation of Hashem's name? On the Rosh Chodesh. We don't do the Davar Nusach Sfarad. The Davar Nusach Sfarad, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh in the part of a Hallel, after Hallel, or the Musaf, I remember, because I don't Davar Sfarad, you go and it says there in the Siddur, in the Nusach Sfarad, Siddur will be a little chart. And when you come to this part, in the Musaf, when you come to this part, look at the chart, which month are you up to? This is what you should look at. This is Kabbalistic stuff, which is not for me. I'm not familiar with this. But there are 12 permutations of Hashem's name. So what do you see from that? You see that just because something is presented in order, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you see it's entrenched. It's mamash a chilek of Yadus. You know, don't take everything you see at face value. You have to spin it. You have to rearrange the letters of Hashem's name. So it comes to a pasuk. A pasuk also is not meant to be interpreted to be read in order. And this is a great example. This is a pasuk. It's Tehillim. How do you read this? Lefulos adam midvar sefasech ani shamati orchois paritz. According to the mitzvah, let's read one more time. It's a very important pasuk. Pasuk Dalit on page 130.
I have an idea that you don't have to switch the letters. Yeah, there are two statements here. Lefulot adam midvar sefatecha ani shamati, period. And the second sentence, ani shamati ochot paritz.
So you're repeating the words ani shamati twice.
He put it in the middle, that number one.
To be read it twice.
What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me.
Okay.
And not only this, ani shamati gam ochot paritz, anashim shepurtzim geder.
Okay, so you're saying a different idea. Okay, you're saying a different idea. Right? We're doing now the mitzudos. Okay, and you're saying right. Okay. Let's first do the mitzudos, and then we'll. You're saying something very powerful. You're saying that the words ani shamati should be repeated, which is absolutely true. That's another approach that the Rishonim use when dealing with difficult psukim is that the psukim are written in shorthand. And it's self-understood, there are expressions that are meant to be repeated multiple times. We had that many times. Exactly. Okay, well, let's see the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah also does that many times. He takes words and he assumes that we are brainwashed. We're Americans and we're taught to read English in kindergarten and everything has to go in order. If the sentence does not flow in a way that is easily understandable, then you get an F for the course. That's the way it is. Good writing today, you can see, you go, it's a talent, it's an art. Someone, they don't give the Pulitzer Prize for nothing. Okay, there are people, there's a world of a difference between a person who knows, has experience writing and those who don't. And, you know, it's a talent and it's a skill and it takes an enormous amount of, it's a life quest to learn how to write. But everything that we know about writing is completely out the window when it comes to learning psukim in Tanakh. Every rule that we are familiar with in what is a value and a virtue in good writing in the secular world or even the Jewish world is not true when it comes to Tanakh. In the real world, writing the words always have to go in order. It's probably very, very rare in good writing to assume that the reader is so sophisticated he's going to take a series of five words and understand the sophistication of how the words in the mind have to really be reordered, and it's a beautiful poetic expression. That's poetry. That's not good writing. You want poetry? Okay, that's a different skill. There's poetry and there is writing. You write a book, you're not writing poetry. You want to write poetry, there's a different category in Amazon. That's not good writing. But yet, Tanakh is not like that. And here is a great example. Look at the Mitzvah we're giving one time, Lepulos. Look how he rearranges the word. He starts over the Bramas and he says, Mashet Sevichet Sivisa Bidvar Sifosecha. Okay, he's not embarrassed here. He makes it clear as day. We're going to start the pasuk in the middle. This that you commanded with the words of your lips, Al Pu'ulais Ha'odam, regarding how man should live his life, Es Hama'aseh Asher Ya'aseh. Then he skips now to the end of the pasuk. Look what he does over here. This is fancy footwork. End of the pasuk, Orchois Poritz, the Oirach, the way HaPorutz, these evildoers, the axis of evil, the Oirach HaPorutz, the way of the Porutz, the one who demolishes, the Heharus. Okay, two words which mean the same thing. The person over here is a violent person who demolishes the ways of the world. Hamavatel Oirach HaMitzvahs. He's out to destroy the way of life, the way of Hashem's commandments. Okay, now the Mitzudos David goes back to the middle. He follows and he goes in for the middle words that he left out. Ani hine, ani shemartiv. I'm on guard, Hashem. I know you've presented ad chayim ves hamoves nasati lefonecha ubacharta b'chayim. Not only have I selected what is correct, I'm also going to protect the world. It's my mission to guard, tell everyone, no one, stay away from these mishugoyim. Hine, ani, shemartiv, I've guarded your way, Hashem. The dvar sivasech l'vus odam, levilti teis l'mi l'leches bay levatel arech ha-mitzvah. Okay, so this is a very sophisticated interpretation of the Mitzudas David, exclusive to him. Yeah. Now, let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Pasik, it's going to the next place, turn the page.
Yeah.
And let's do another Pasik, because he puts the two together. Let's do another Pasik. Pasik, that, hey. Tomoich Ashurai bima giloisecha. Okay, we have an ayin there in the middle, which automatically makes the gimel into degusha in the tenur gedoyla, which means the shvana. Tomoich, support my footsteps. Very nice word. Bima giloisecha, on your path. There are different words for roads. There is the big road, the derech, bederech hamelech melech. What does that mean? King's Highway.
That's right.
King's Highway. How did Moshe Rabbeinu, when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they passed right through Brooklyn? Did you know that? Did you know that? They got Matan Torah was given in Lakewood, in Yiddish, and on the way to Eretz Yisrael, they went down, they came to Brooklyn, they went down King's Highway. It says, B'derech HaMelech Melech. That's what they said, we're not going to go ask anyone. They came down here. That's the Derech HaMelech. And then there's something called a Derech, Stam Derech. And then there is a magol. A magol means an unpaved service road. We call it like, you know, a little teeny road, a little path. It's very narrow. Only one person can fit one-way traffic. If a truck's coming the other way, you better get off onto the side. Only one. A magol is a path. Or I think Chazal, only one person can pass at a time on this path. And if you have two-way traffic, you're in a lot of trouble. You have to get off the road in order to let one person can go. So over here, David says, Baal, let's read it, Baal, Namotu Filmoi, support my footsteps on your very small path so that my steps should not falter. And as we explained in the Mitzvot, this means, David over here is saying is, you know, my way of life is not very popular. If it was popular, it would have been in the budget of the Build Back Better budget for infrastructure to make it, pave it nice and make it fancy and pave the road with, you know, it should be a big eight lane highway. But because tzaddikim and the way of my life is very unpopular, to be a yorei shamayim, an observant of Hashem's mitzvahs, it's a very unpopular. We don't get government funding. And there are a lot of potholes on our roads. And the roads are very narrow and they're very dangerous. And it's very easy to slip and get hurt. And therefore, Hashem, I need you to help me. I need you to guide me, to be tomoich ashurai, to guide my footsteps on this narrow path so that my feet don't trip, fall, and get hurt. This is what David HaMelech is saying. In other words, and according to the Mitzvah, so it's really part of the previous pasuk. Because the basically saying is that because I'm going up against the evil empire, I'm going up against the people that are bent on being the Oirach Poritz. It's a play on the word. The Oirach is a large road. Like I said, there's a derech. There's also another word called the Oirach. The Oirach is a path. It's a road. It's a significant size. Who goes on the Oirach? Who goes on the highway? The Poritz. Hashem says, don't go on the highway. There's a different mahalach in life. It's my mitzvahs. Unfortunately, because not too many people go down that path, it's a magol. It's a very narrow, thin path.
On the other hand.
And when you go down that path, there are a lot of potholes and dangers and problems. So therefore, we need help. And we're begging you, Hashem, to guard us and to protect us on this very narrow path. On the other hand.
On the other hand, the Orach Chaim. It's a good path.
Right, in this world, because it's not popular, it turned in, David is saying it turned into a magol. Now that we know, let's now look at the Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Hey, Lepulas Adam Midvar Sivasecha, Tamoch Ashurai. So what is this? He quotes the Pasuk, then he comments, Le'oz, I'm reading over the Rashi on page 132, Pasuk Hey, Dalet and Hey, in Rashi, Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Zayin, Me'oz V'holo, L'chol Pulas Adam, from time immemorial. Okay, from time immemorial, l'chol pu'ulas adam shabasti lifol, every time I made an attempt to do something, ani shamarti b'shvil devar sifasecha, I always was on guard that it should be in alignment with your mitzvahs. Let's a little bit more, and we'll explain. Orchois poritz, lintois mehem, shaloi eilech bohem, not to go down the path of the rishoyim, Ach lismach asherai tami b'magloisecha, only to support. Now David seems to say over here that it's not a prayer. The Mitzvah David learned that the word tamach asherai, David is begging Hashem, you Hashem, save me.
A request.
It's a request, but Rashi does not appear to learn that it's a request. Everything over here is a self-congratulatory statement. Ach lintois asherai, I always ach lismach asherai. I myself, David says, I put on special hiking shoes, I have special instruments, I have GPS guidance systems to make sure that I do the right thing, to support my steps, tamid b'maglosecha, v'loy nomoytu mehem pa'amoy. I was perfectly careful never to falter. Let's step back and take a deep breath. According to Rashi, it's similar but a little bit different. David over here is making a statement. He's making a statement and he's declaring. He's declaring that Hashem, I always did the right thing. I always did the right thing. L'p'ulas Adam. Whenever he's not, according to Rashi, he's not rearranging the words. He's not doing that. David starts off by making a declaration. L'p'ulas Adam. You know, I'm in this world. What am I going to do the whole day? Twiddle my thumbs? I want to do things. I want to accomplish. I want to build buildings. I want to create a country. I want there to be an economy. I want to do things. So I set out early in the morning to accomplish something in this world, to build institutions, to engage in business, to build a country. I engaged in the pu'ulois of Adam. But Hashem, I want to make it clear to you, every time I did something, I always first checked with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch to make sure that my behavior and my deeds was bidvar sifosecha. It was according to Das Torah, okay? That term, which is a very, not everyone is, that's not a very nice term, but whatever that term means. But every thing that I did in my life, every pu'ula that I engaged in my life, it was always checked and super checked to make sure it conforms to the Dvar Sifasecha, period. And then he goes on to say, Ani Shamarti Orchois Poritz, and as I, it's like basically like repetition. He's now saying the same idea in other words, and as I proceeded in my life to engage and embrace everything that is in society, I always guarded orchois parits that I should not go. See, according to Rashi, he's adding the word shamati by definition means a negative. I always guarded myself that I should not go in the way of the Rishoyim. Tomoich Ashuram b'maglo Yisecha. Furthermore, I always fortified myself. I always check myself to make sure that my footsteps are always in line with your path. And again, another shmira, bal no moitu fo moi, that my steps should not chas v'shalom go off the derech. That would mean that David over here is saying three expressions declaring his righteousness. Number one, he's saying ani shamarti. Number two, I was tomoch ashurai. And number three, I made sure bal no motu. I have three checks, three guardians watching over every detail of my life. I came into this world, I didn't come into this world just to sleep. I came in this world to do. But I realized when you do something in this world, the way the world does things is not the way that Hashem wants you to do things. So I was careful. Whenever I engaged in the Pu'ulas Odom, I made sure it was Bidvar Sifosech. And I reinforced that commitment by telling you, Hashem, Ani Shomarti. I was on guard that I should not go down the Orchos Poets. And Tomoch Asher, I supported my footsteps, which means that I checked myself, I guided myself, I provided shmir that my footsteps should not step off your path. And then repeats himself a third time, I protected myself. It's like the word ani is repeated multiple times. According to Rashi, like Rav Kalman said, many times in Sukkim you have to repeat words. You have to repeat words. And the word here that's being repeated is the word ani. Ani tomoich ashurai b'maglosecha. Ani, or maybe better, maybe we should say the word ani shamarti is being repeated three times. Ani shamarti echos parits. Ani shamarti tomoich ashurai b'maglosecha. Ani shamarti bal nomoitu fo amoi. It's as if the word ani shamarti, according to Rashi, is being repeated multiple times. Everything that I did was according to the laws of Torah, not according to the laws of the name of the way of the world. They put out a book recently by Reichman. I didn't get to read it yet. But Reichman, when Reichman, he built his empire in New York City, right near the World Trade Center.
Olympic.
I'm sorry. What's it called?
Olympia.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Olympia.
Olympia, New York.
Olympia, New York. That's the name of his company. What do you call them? There's the whole set of
buildings. World Financial Center.
The World Financial Center, across the street, there's a whole series of buildings.
That's not.
He built many of those buildings.
He built the World Financial Center.
But there was a whole series of buildings that he built in that area.
Fabric Park City, that was built by others.
But there's a whole collection of buildings that he built, probably back in the 80s. I don't know the details. I didn't read the book. But the story, the legend is that when he engaged in this activity, he said, and so they, you know, you're dealing over here with, you know, billions of dollars in investment from different people, and he says, we're not going to be building on Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't build. And the contract says, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Shabbos, this is New York City. You're dealing here with Goyim. In New York, what are you talking about? You know, this is a billion-dollar project. You're building a city. You're building over here multiple buildings. Of course we're going to build on Shabbos. There's no Shabbos. There's no Yom Tov. Yeah, if they don't want to work on Saturdays, okay, there are certain things that the union doesn't let the workers do on Saturday. But, you know, Friday, the day ends, you know, 7, 8 o'clock. And Shabbos, you know, sometimes we have to do things on Shabbos. We do a lot of work on Shabbos. Yom Tov, forget about it. What are you out of your mind? When the staff of Yom Kippur says, no, I'm in charge here. There's no work on Shabbos. I don't care. They said it's impossible. There's no way this thing will ever get off the ground, dealing with workers, thousands of workers. I don't care. That's the rules. And he did it. And the building was built literally in record speed. It defied the how often in construction, you ever hear construction, that the project is finished before it's... Oh, never, ever, ever. Things drag on for decades. Over budget. It was under budget. And it was finished in record time. Mamish l'malo
miderech hatav. Unfortunately, it came down pretty fast.
No, it didn't. It didn't come down. Adrabah, 9/11. No, that was one of the miracles. His buildings weren't touched. That's one another miracle. His building, it was a Pele plum. His buildings, relatively speaking, were untouched. The surrounding buildings from the debris, they were destroyed. They were ruined. His building, nothing happened to his building. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. What this Nara says, the world, you can do things your way. We do things our way. El Al does not fly on Shabbos. In the Iroli, not to fly on Shabbos is impossible. It is impossible. That's probably why they lose so much money. Very unprofitable. Now they have to make money. El Al has not been a profitable venture for years. And even the Hamashon they already make, they don't make even now relative to other airlines. It's not a very profitable business. But we do things different here. We do things, we operate differently. We have a different operation.
I was working at the site at the time, building Battle Park City. And I think the person in the show there, Andy Gruber, he admired the writing.
Stick to the principles. It's an amazing thing.
He wasn't religious himself, but I knew he had a feeling for it.
I told you the story once with Hertzka. What's his first name? Ralph Hertzka. It's an incredible story. He said the story himself. He spoke at a dinner at some event, and he said the story where many years ago he was involved in the project, and he got to know the honorable president. 45. How do you call him? What do they call him? 45. Trump. Okay, Donald Trump. And he was involved in a business venture with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said to Ralph Hertzka, Ralph Hertzka was a few blocks from here, when you come down to Florida, you're going to Florida, I want you to come to my, what's it called? Mar-a-Lago. I will have a party there, please. Come to Mar-a-Lago, you're going to be there. Please, I invite you. I want you to come. You must come. He was there, and he told him, gave the invitation when he has to be there. When he was there, he comes to his home. He knocks on the, and is about to knock on the door, ring the bell, and he takes off his yarmulke. Ralph Hertzka said, I heard behind the door a commotion. I know there's a big party going on behind the door. I had no choice. He demanded that I attend this party. He was doing business, big, big business with him. And I had to be there for business reasons. I have no choice. I'm afraid to go in there. All these guys, my yarmulke, I don't want to stand out. It's mutter. It's mutter. There's no prohibition to do this whatsoever. It's mutter. He took his yarmulke, he took it all, he put it in his pocket. He rings the bell. Donald Trump, b'chvoido uv'atzma, opened the door. This is what Ralph Hertzka said at a dinner publicly. He opens the door, and Donald Trump looks at Ralph and says, Ralph, I'm so happy you're here. But Ralph, where's your yarmulke? Where's your yarmulke? I have here so many friends. I want to show them an Orthodox Jew, an honest, good person. I want to show them a model of a business partner that's honest, reliable, an Orthodox Jew. Where's your yarmulke? Why do you think I invited you? So he said, Ralph Hertzka says he felt like the earth opened beneath him and was going to go into the grave. He was never so embarrassed his whole life, never so ashamed. And he said, right there on the spot, that's what he said, right there on the spot, he promised himself, never ever again in his life will he ever for anything take off his yarmulke. Never again will this happen. So Jews do things differently. Dovra, where does it come from, this commitment? I do things differently. We do things differently. It doesn't make sense to the goyim. It's your problem. It's not my problem. It's your problem. It's your problem. They've killed us. I don't know. They appreciate us. No, there's been a lot of blood.
In other words, someone who's consistent.
They do. They don't. This is a very complicated world. Jewish history, unfortunately, is full of tragedies. They don't like us. The goyim, never forget that. The goyim don't like us. Halacha b'yadua, Esav Soinei Yaakov. You know, let's not Ukraine. You know, Ukraine. It's tragic. It's tragic what's going on there. Innocent people innocent people have died there. Over the last 24 hours, so many people have died. You read the real news, what's really going on. It could be even hundreds of people are dead. They've been slaughtered. They've shelled them. Right now. Now, and it's a horror. Now, there's no question, these are innocent people. Go back a few hundred years. You know how much blood, Jewish blood, was spilled in that land? They hate us there. Heilchen.
World War II.
My own great grandfather was a wanted man. He was a Rav. He was a number priority one for the Nazis. They were chasing him wherever he went. The Reich Rav. They were chasing him wherever he went. And he fled to the Ukraine. He was in Poland. And the very end, he fled to the Ukraine. The Ukrainians caught him. They took him, they locked him up, they who knows what they did to him, and then at the end they took him, they tied him to a horse, and they dragged him with the horse. The horse galloped full speed with him attached to the horse into the forest and killed him that way, and let his body just decay in the forest without any burial. Okay, so Goyim, yeah, they respect us, that's right, they respect us, but Halacha b'yadua Esav soyle Yaakov.
Well, we're talking, I think our own experiences are American experiences, which is a different ballgame.
Okay, so Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, it's been very good. Hashem has been very good to us in America. But David so says, the Goyim, it's true, the Goyim respect us. Yeah, they respect us. As long as things are going good for them, they respect us. When they're not happy, when the Halacha b'yadua Esav soyle Yaakov, they don't always respect us. They respect us when it's good for them. When it's not good for them, when they're in a very bad matzav, then the hatred, halacha biyadua esav soyniyak. Be very, very careful. Lefulois adam, let's see. Lefulois adam bedvar sefasech. So he reviewed the pasuk according to the mitzvah. According to Rashi. Rashi is saying a very profound interpretation, which is very different than what it says in the mitzvahs. David is saying lefulois. Lefu'ulais Adam, that when I, David, and I engage the world in what the world has to offer, I always first check with my rabbi. Is this halachically correct? I want to go into a business. This is what they do in the business. Is this permitted? It's bidvar sifaseh. It has to first be checked with the rabbi. Is this according to the word of your lips, Hashem? And then David says, and after the rabbi says it's mutter, and I proceed, I'm very careful. I watch myself like a hawk not to be nichshol in any avera in my activities, especially when the way I do things is not the way the goyim do things. They have very different ethical standards. Ani shomarti orchos paritz. When I proceed in these pu'ulos adam, even though that I know it's now bedvar sefasecha, I guard myself because at any moment in time I can slip and I can engage in these in what the goyim do. Furthermore, ani shomarti, I guard myself so that tomoch ashurai, that my footsteps should be supported b'magil loisecha on your small path. The way I do things is not the way the world does things. Furthermore, ani shamarti, I guard myself again, bal nomotu filmo, that my steps should not fall. I should be maintained. Stay the course, even though it's not the popular way to do things in this world. The world is a world of illegal and unethical activities. Okay, now let's see over here what it says over here in the that's Rashi's first interpretation. Then Rashi says the second interpretation. Perish Acher. Lufulas Adam bedvar sefasech lufi shetzorich Adam lehishtamer bipuulosav lufi yishras dvar sefasech asher amarta. For example, you said Hashem lois sinof ani shomarti orchos paritz. I've guarded myself af al pisha sisi shloi kiroi betoy vosha. Even though I have done something wrong. And over here in the Tamoch Hashrei Me'oz V'Holol L'Chol Pulos Adam Shabasi Es Hamei Shorim. Now it goes on to the next pasuk. Es Hamei Shorim Techezeno Einecha V'Yad Mishpat Milufenecha Yetzer. That what he means over here is this interpretation is going back to David and Bas Sheva. And in this interpretation, David is saying in a very powerful principle, and he's saying, just because you mess up once doesn't give you permission to oh, once I lost it, you know what, I don't care anymore. I remember my father told me the story. He told me that when he was a child, he was the Baal Kriya in the shul, and the Baal Kriya was a little strange, aren't we all? And he had a mishigas. He had a mishigas that he had to lay in the parasha perfectly. The parasha had to be a no-hitter every time he lay. And he was not, and if he made one mistake, he went berserk. Because that means it's no longer no hair. So let's say he was going good. He was going good from, you know, the first Aliyah home run, second Aliyah home run, third Aliyah. And then in the middle of the fourth Aliyah, he made a mistake. Once he made a mistake, they caught him on a mistake, he lost it, and he butchered up the rest of the parasha. He just couldn't care. The rest of the laning of the parasha, oh, once I made a mistake, it's not going to be a no-hitter anymore. So you know what? He butchered up. That's wrong. Just because you make a mistake, so you made a mistake. So the rest of the parasha deserves that it should be as good as it can possibly be. People have a tendency that once I did one Aveira, that's it. It's over. I can now go. It's a license to do every Aveira in the book. So over here, David was saying this, Hashem, I blew it. You gave a commandment, loy tin off. It's one of the Ten Commandments, believe it or not. Adultery, it ranks top 10. Loy tinof. David was nichshol in the abizrayu of loy tinof. Not chas v'shalom loy tinof, but a very, very minor, whatever it means, kol ema David chota in elatoya, whatever that means. He was nichshol with Basheva. Basheva was an eshes ish, whatever that means. Okay? She was designated to Uriah Achiti. So I messed up. So once already I messed up, you know, it's all over. I might as well go and every day be nichshol v'yisalei. Satisfy my tithes. So that's exactly how you learn Shalom the Pasuk. L'f'ulois odam b'dvar sifosecha. You gave a commandment, let's read again the word Rashi. It's a little bit sophisticated, how Rashi fits all the Pasuk. Even though I messed up once, David says, I am not going to repeat my Avera. I'm not going to throw in the towel. Again, Perish Acher. Acher. Just because he messed up once, don't mess up again. L'p'ulois adam b'dvar sifosecha. L'fi. Shet sarich adam l'ishtamer b'p'ulois adam l'fi yishras d'var sifosecha asher amar to leitinof. He is leitinof. Because you, Hashem, gave a commandment that a person should follow your mitzvahs, ani shamarti orchos paritz, afalp. I'm committing myself not to do the Avera again, even though afalp shasisi shaloi koroi b'toy vascha. Even though I've done the wrong thing. Now b'toy vascha is a very hard word here to fit. Look at the mitzvah says the Canaan. B'toy vascha tomoich b'toy tomoich. Even though I've made a mistake, I'm still going to Eshamei Sharim. The words over here are very hard to really put into place. Eshamei Sharim, that's the end of the Mizmar. The end of the Mizmar is the Ne Sharim, I'm still going to go all the way to the very end. Where's the word? Where's the Mei Sharim? Where am I getting mixed up? Where's the Mei Sharim? That was the previous pasuk. I'm a bit lost over here. Let's go back. Ani shamarti orchos. I'm not sure. Too many pages here. Thin pages. In one page. Where does it say we have? Where does it say the Mei Sharim Sechazena Inecha? That was in pasuk here. Maybe he's in
previous.
Okay, pasuk day. Go back. Pasuk day. Here, right. Pasuk day. Milafonecha Mishpati Yetzei Einecha Techazena Mei Sharim. So he's connecting this pasuk back to pasuk days. Yeah. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'pulos adam b'dvar sifosecha, even though you've given a commandment to do what is correct. And you have to add in a lot of words into this pasuk. And what happened, Hashem? I blew it. You gave a command, Bidvar Sifasecha Lif Ulois Ada. You gave a command. Here's where the second interpretation of Rashi differs from his first interpretation and from the Mitzudos. After you read the words, Lefulos Adam Midvar Sifasecha, you have to add in the words, and guess what? I messed up. I blew it. I have violated what you have instructed. That whole concept has to be injected into the pasuk. It doesn't say that. It's self-understood from the context of the entire Mizmah. And now
Rashi
David says...
Rashi said that in
Pasuk Beis. In Pasuk Beis. So, but that's...
Beis should be Yadi.
I did. Right, that's why it is... So it's from the beginning of the Mizmah, it's self-understood that David made mistakes. So when it says here in this pasuk, L'fulsam, B'zvar Sfasech Hashem, you have given us instructions how to live your life. And I have made big mistakes. You have to hear that. Oh, so now what? So what's the next step? So what's now? What's now the next step? The next step when a person makes a mistake is what? Is to throw in the towel. I give up. No. The pasuk now says, nevertheless, ani shomarti orchos paritz. I still pledge myself to be a tzaddik and never repeat that mistake again. And then it goes on, and again, I pledge myself to guard my footsteps on your path, and I pledge myself not to make this mistake again. This interpretation of Rashi is very beautiful because David, what was David known for? What was David's contribution to Klal Yisrael? Teshuvah. Okay, so someone said this yesterday. You know, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is Chesed. Yitzchak is Avodah. Yaakov is Torah. What is David? David said, how come you don't say, okay, David? What did you do for Klal Yisrael lately? What have you contributed to Klal Yisrael? Tefillah. You know, Yaakov davened. We find Yaakov davening. Yitzchak was the Baal Avodah. Avraham davened for Sodom. Chesed. What do you want? What is your unique contribution that no one else did until you came along and you taught the world? So what is this is the big topic, but what is one of the very popular ideas? David taught the world the koyach of teshuva. David taught the world. You did an avera? Okay. So you did an avera. So what else is new? Go back like nothing happened. You have to do teshuva. You do teshuva. Avraham didn't do averas. And the averas that he did are so microscopic. Lefi madre gosa. You hear all these different Ramban. Hashem says, go down to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, he goes now to Mitzrayim. There's a famine. Chet choto gedoyla. The Ramban says that Avraham committed the greatest sin in the world. Hashem told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. There's a famine. And he goes to Egypt. Gevalt. He commamished World War III what he did, Avraham Avinu. He committed the greatest sin. Yeah, excuse me, he was starving to death. Lefi madre gosa. What David did is something that every average person could identify with. He had a very big nisayon with Asia's with Basheva. David was hukam the oil shell teshuva. David established for Klal Yisrael, you did an avera? Okay, you did an avera. Nothing changes. Do teshuva and go back, business as usual. No one did that until David. Not on his level. Avraham, whatever microscopic teeny averas that were done by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which they did teshuva for, is not a marshal for Klal Yisrael. It's not a marshal for the common man. David taught the common man that if you do an avera, no. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata. Do teshuva and get back on the road. According to Rashi, exactly what this pasuk did makes very good sense. Why it says here before Rashi, the whole one Rashi, that David is saying to Hashem, "How come I'm not called? How come I'm not going to be called? Okay, David, because here is where David is acknowledging. Look what I did for Klal Yisrael. You gave us a command, Bidvar Sifasecha L'Pu'ulas Oda, and what happened with me? I blew it." I violated from the Ten Commandments, the biggest of the big. And yet, what did I teach the world? So what? I did an Avera, I'll suffer the consequences. But in the meantime, get back to business. In the meantime, you continue. Ani shamarti orchois paritz. I still continue to guard the ways of the paritz. Who's the paritz in this case? I'm the paritz. I'm the paritz, David says. I breached the founding of the wall, but I did tshuva, and I guarded not to do this again. It's a very powerful idea. David here is coming. I told you this before, this is very interesting. Is people in life, someone told this, they made an impression upon me. It's a very, very powerful concept. People in life make two mistakes. Everyone in life makes two mistakes in this map. Number one, to a degree, every person believes that certain people are great. Children, they're taught, and rightfully so, that's how it should be. It has to be. Your children, tzaddikim, are perfect. Tzaddikidoyle hador of the previous generations and this generation, the malachi elokim, they're perfect.
How is that?
Wait. As a mistake, no one's perfect. They're taught, children are taught, the Gedolei Yisrael come, a tzaddik is coming to the yeshiva today, we're all going to get dressed in your Shabbos clothing, and we're going to come get a bracha, he's going to test us. You know who's coming to the yeshiva? The Gadol Hadar, Malach Elokim Tzavachos. You have to come in yeshiva, in your kindergarten, with your Shabbos clothing, and you're taught, tzaddik never ever does an aveda. He's perfect. A Malach Elokim Tzavachos. What happens? You get a little older, and one day you wake up and you realize that person, when I was in kindergarten, how did you get dressed up in my Shabbos clothing? And they told me he's a tzaddik, he's a malach elokim tzavachos. You know what? He does averos. And you know what? He does maybe some pretty bad averos that I don't do. I, in certain respects, in this certain prat, I'm better than him. And maybe you can say, rightfully so. He was caught doing an avera, this, you know, whatever kind of avera it is, whatever it is. You know, wow, look at that. I was fooled. I made a mistake to believe. I was mistaken in believing that people, tzaddikim, are perfect. And then comes the second mistake. And this is fatal. If I caught him, I saw he didn't make a bracha. I went to a wedding. I'll give you a light example, okay? A light example, not to give you some more graphic examples. I was by a wedding and I saw he didn't make a bracha when he put that food in his mouth. He didn't make a bracha. He made a mistake, he made the wrong bracha, whatever. You know what? Just like he doesn't know Hilchos brachos, I know them better. Everything else about him is a fraud. Everything about him is a fraud. He's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not a Yerushalayim. Every penny that he has is stolen. He's a Menoyif. Everything about him is wrong. Once I caught one mistake, that's a revelation, everything is a fraud. That is the second mistake we make in life. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechaveh. No such thing. Every person is fallible. Every person has mistakes, big mistakes. But they're not great people. They're not recognized as being great people for nothing. Obviously, there's something about them that's special. No one is perfect. Everyone has some big problems. Well, now that we're talking about criminal activity, okay, not talking about, you know, that's already... Abuse is chutz l'machne. We're not talking about that, obviously. We're talking about, you know, whatever, he did something, whatever it is. It's not to your expectations. But it doesn't mean it's oisgefet, finished, shoving the garbage. You make a mistake. No, you make a mistake. You pick yourself and you get back. You get sheva pam yipol tzadik v'kom. That's what David says. I made a mistake. I was nichshol in something very serious. Very serious. And David suffered the consequences for this. Ad hayoyim hazeh. Ad hayoyim hazeh. His reputation has been tainted. David Basheva. Who doesn't know David Basheva? Ad hayoyim hazeh. David says, no, I blew it big time. Big time. Yet, the koyach of David is, I got to get back on my feet, and I have to commit myself never to do it again, and go forward, and go forward. And I mean, this world, you know, the world is a very forgiving place to a degree. The world is a very forgiving place. A person is sincere, You know that you have to be sincere in your remorse and your ability to go forward. You know, you gotta know how to in politics. The politicians, they know how to, the people who want to stay in business, they know how to play the game like this. They get caught. You say chotasi. I'm going for therapy. I'm taking off for a couple of weeks. All is forgiven. And then Rush, what?
Well, you say you're sorry.
You say you're sorry. The country is very forgiving. This is a Jewish leader. I mean, to a degree, obviously, if damage is done, people have died.
And then they make you people, a radio host.
People have died. People have suffered abuse. I mean, that's already a different madrega. That's already a different story. I remember when Rush Limbaugh once, he was caught that his nanny, his cleaning lady, gave him painkiller. Pain is addictive. Painkiller medication is addictive. It's like a drug. So Rush Limbaugh, he was caught many years ago. He was caught that his cleaning lady illegally supplied him with painkillers that he was taking to get high. So all it was in the news. Rush Limbaugh has people that wanted to kill him literally. He had enemies that he can't. Enemies. So what he did? He's very savvy, very very savvy. So immediately he said chotasi. He didn't deny it. Chotasi, and he said, I'm going for therapy, I'm going to rehab, I'm going to be away for a month, and Snurdly will take over. You know what Snurdly is? Snurdly first got to see me, he was my master, first got to see what he looks like. First, after he died, he was masked him, okay? He was masked him, got to see what he looks like for the first time. I'm going for therapy. And then he comes back after a month, and wow, what an experience. Therapy, they taught me there. Did you ever hear about this for the rest of his life? Never, ever, ever. He was a savvy guy. He knew what to do. If he would have denied it, they would have put him in jail. I don't know for what. They put him in jail. They would do this. Chotasi. Go for therapy. And Itaka went for therapy. And go weiter. Where does that come from? David. David says in this part, according to Rashi, I blew it. Lepulas adam advar sefasecha. Rashi, and what? I messed up. And but although I messed up, I pledge now mikanu lahaba, ani shamarti or chois parit. He says even though I messed up, David is not talking at the end of his life. Even though I messed up, I can guard it for the remainder of my life that this should never happen again. I guarded myself. That's a milah. This is the oil, the David Chukam oil shell teshuva. This pasuk, according to Rashi, is describing this principle. Okay, we have to stop here. It's too late. We have to stop here.
I see. I think it talks about David. But he will go in a way that is somebody who is changed and he's confused. He wants to talk about the past, about the future, other people, the order of the history and the past and the present, and everything is mixed up. He writes it only for himself. He wrote for any person that can read his spirit.
Identify with it.
I did the same thing, but as you mentioned before, yeah, it's like this. I can see it here. And then yes, Siyata Nishmaya is. So thank you. You know, you save me for myself. You know, so it fits to everybody who is in this situation. He's a symbol for other people. That's not one. I want to ask you another thing that I never understood. It's like the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu. I didn't see that Am Yisrael was praying for asking for forgiveness of Chet Egel. Nobody, even not Aharon, even. said, I don't know. They asked me. Nobody asked for forgiveness. And it's also the same kind of situation here. I made one mistake with Bathsheba. I made one mistake with Theta Eger. And after that, I made more mistakes. And it was Am Yisrael talking. And I don't know. No forgiveness. No asking for forgiveness. It bothers me, and I don't know why.
You're right. David, that's what David did. David, who come oil?
He was the speaker of all of us.
He said Chotasi. David said Chotasi.
Moshe Rabbeinu was the speaker of Am Yisrael, but you know, something is missing.
It's like a child. Klal Yisrael.